This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
We already had pretty much a large wall that's been put up protecting people from Diddy, the fact that he's now in prison. But, you know, he still had some people out there. There's reason to still be concerned about coming forward. Now you have the second indictment or the superseding indictment that's come down. It feels like we've added a second wall of Teflon behind that with some more nice spikes to it that make it even more difficult for him to have retribution against possible witnesses, possible victims, possible employees. What kind of concern do you think these former employees need to have? Not the ones who were basically victimized, because there was a lot of them that you can tell they just, you know, they're there, they're doing their job, they're being victimized by him, but the ones that were actually doing his bidding, like the chief of staff, for example, where they're out there arranging things for these freak-off parties or for the Wild King Nights or whatever it is, and they're getting drugs, they're getting all sorts of material that is illegal in itself, but then also probably, again, this is, I believe it's alluded to in there, and if it's not, I apologize, but in my understanding is the allegation is that they were also, you know, the ones that were sitting there making the arrangements. It's not like Diddy sitting there texting, you know, his sex trafficking friends of, hey, let's do this. I mean, there's other people involved that help make this machine run. I'm hoping those people have spoken with authorities, because we haven't seen any other arrests as of yet. Number one, why haven't we seen arrests there? Or is this, you know, they're likely sitting there and they're spilling everything to investigators in hopes that they are looked at a little bit lighter than what they otherwise would be?
Yeah, I don't know why there's not arrests yet. And when you don't have more arrests like this and it's a RICO case, my only guess is that, you know, people are flipping. They're talking to people. They're working out plea agreements. They're working on a lot of things behind the scenes to get as much facts and details and testimony as they can in exchange for clemency, in exchange for leniency, or in exchange for acquittal, you know, whatever the prosecution is working on to get as many people as they can on their side for this prosecution. But again, the fact that they came forward with these charges saying they have enough people to move forward with it, because the feds do not move forward unless they, in their own minds, have 100% certainty. Then just it's going to come down to what a jury is going to rule. But in their own minds, they got everything they need. It's 100% certain they're ready.
And it feels like the stuff just keeps coming. We heard some new accusations in the superseding indictment that match up with some of the civil cases that we hadn't seen match up in the past, specifically about him dangling someone off of a balcony. I always remember the story of it being Suge Knight holding Vanilla Ice off of the balcony. I think that's what it was. Vanilla Ice had said in a Behind the Music way back in the day, but now allegedly Diddy is doing this. His rival allegedly did this, and now Diddy is supposedly doing this. I found that kind of interesting. But with things like that, where we're seeing pieces of these civil cases, and I'm assuming it's the same allegation of being dangled off of a balcony that's in the civil case, unless this was a common practice. Does that tell you that every single one of these civil cases that's being filed, that the feds are taking a look at all of those too and going, what has enough legs for us to add this to our case, and what, you know, maybe doesn't? Not meaning that it's not true, but just there's not enough evidence behind it that we feel secure enough adding it to our already growing list of you know, hole-in-ones.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be looking at all that. Again, if they have the bandwidth and resources to keep looking at all these allegations coming in, because this is a case that grows by the day and is still growing.
Yeah.
And at some point, they're going to have to cut it off and say, we're ready to roll with this, because it's just too much. And then it's going to get, you know, then all these other ones are going to get, you know, promulgated to be in civil cases and continue to mount on those as well.
Once they do say, okay, you know, we have more than enough to put this guy away, and let's assume he goes away forever. But there's still a lot of other criminal activity that they didn't maybe have the resources to process in round one. Do they go back with another federal indictment, another federal investigation to cover the others? Or is it just like, look, we got him on all this stuff. It would just, you know, what's the point now?
You know, I don't know, because this is the largest case I've ever seen, really, that encompasses so much. I would think what I mean, what I would do is, like, we got him away forever. I'd start seeing other cases with other people involved with this pop up. And it could, and also not just domestically, it could pop up internationally because his reach was pretty far. So I would think if they have substantive enough information and more allegations coming in after, you know, let's play that tape forward. He is tried, he's found guilty, he's put away, but we're still getting even more coming in. I think what the feds will do is they'll look for other they'll look for other perpetrators as well as victims. And
yeah, I mean,
you might have more suits that spin off of it.
I mean, it seems like this could be semi-endless of the people that have been involved with him over the years, and probably several hoping that they've, you know, just drifted off into the sunset, not involved with them anymore, and they will never be found again. But it doesn't seem to be the case, as this just keeps getting, you know, deeper and darker and unearthed. You got that. You got the allegations still that maybe connect him to the murder of Tupac Shakur. That's also in play with the other trial that's going on against Dwayne Keefe D. There, of course, have never been any sort of charges against Diddy for that murder as of yet. But that's a whole other angle that I think we could see a lot more things come out of. Considering Keefe D is sitting there saying, look, yeah, I had this, and I'm wondering how many more figures will come forward about this, or that can, because there's a lot of death around Tupac, a lot of death around relationships with Tupac and between him and Biggie and people that knew people. Again, it could just be gang culture and, you know, a low lifespan when you're living that kind of life. But it does make you wonder a little bit of who knew what and who already has been silenced to try and prevent that linking from occurring.
It's a cancer. It's a cancer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing I'm thinking of also on this one is very much like the Lori Day Belvallo. And that is that, hey, she's convicted, she's in prison, but we still got more charges. So they're just going to keep piling on. And they'll pile on with him, and whether they're able to get enough. And that's why, like you said, because you're dealing with a gang culture and murder and death, boy, it's hard to investigate that because it's such a, like we've said, it's such a subculture of protecting themselves, protecting each other, never diming each other out. So it's a very, very challenging area to investigate because of that, that walls that are up around it. So it'll be interesting to see what they can actually do or not.
If they were, just theoretically, if the feds were to make a connection here to Diddy and Tupac, again, just theoretically, would this end up being part of this case, or would that be a whole other federal investigation into a connection there of Diddy ordering the hit?
I would think separate. You know, RICO, I think that what they have is they have a solid case of RICO already on this side. And then in my, again, my, this is the criminal side of stuff, which is not my strong suit. It's the behavioral and espionage side. But I would think, because we've seen this other cases, is that it would be a separate charge over here of murder. And that it would have to be able to, in my mind, it'd have to stand alone with all those charges, because they, because you have a complete case on one side of RICO, and then you have this on the other side here.
It's going to keep going. Diddy may have a longer career in court than he ever had in the music industry. And that was a long career in the music industry. But yeah, we may be seeing this for the next several decades. Whole new generation will get to know Diddy in a whole different way.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.